Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for October the 29th in the year of our Lord, 2022. This is our one of two. And our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, to promote God, family, and country, to do so in the traditions of our founding fathers, using the supreme law that I am, the Constitution for the United States of America, the blueprint for liberty. The checks and balances that the founding fathers put in place are brilliant, and we need to use them for our solutions today. We reject revolution. We stand for peaceful restoration. We took a break yesterday. Just too much going on, folks. But on Thursday, we had on Brian Russ, RussKoenigsegg.com, doing a great job. We talked about the Honest Money Report. We talked about J.P. Morgan's Jamie Dimon says there are worse things than the recession coming. He's pointing to all the trouble in the world, politically speaking, hinting of war. We talked about Chris Licht, chairman of CNN, told employees in a memo, hey, they're going to be letting all kinds of people go. They're just melting down. Meta braces as profit slumps. Facebook losing money left and right. Ford Motor Company lost a bunch of money on driverless vehicles and everything else. They're melting down. Yeah, they talked about an inverted yield curve between the 3-month and 10-year interest rates, showing that a recession is absolutely on the way. Is a financial reset coming in 2023? Many say yes. Time will tell. I think no doubt these things are coming, but I don't dare discuss timing. Whenever you do, you get snookered. We talked about a bill introduced into Congress to try to return to a gold standard. I guess the guy's name is Peter Rakowski. Legislation has been introduced into Congress. They want to return to sound money. Wonderful idea. TheNewAmerican.com with the details. H.R. 9157, titled The Gold Standard Restoration Act, is sponsored by U.S. Rep. Alex Mooney. He's of Virginia, and they say it would be an opportunity to restore sanity to U.S. financial policy. In the list of financial findings, they show that, you know what, we've lost 97% of the dollar's value since 1913 when the Federal Reserve was founded. We've literally lost 30% of the value since 2000, and every 35 years, we get 50% of the value destroyed. Of course, it slows down, and when you lose 97%, it'll take a long time for that last 3% to go away, but we've been fleeced is the point, and they emphasize the need for a stable dollar. They say that it'll absolutely make a huge difference if we can return to the constitutional gold standard. Openly, we need to realize that Congress needs to abolish the Federal Reserve, but this is a great first step. Amen to that. And by the way, the California Police Department, the Oakland Police Department, wants to arm robots with shotguns. Are you happy? You comfortable with that? I'm not at all. Anyway, we talked second hour about Nielsen and Amazon fighting over numbers related to football ratings. They're debating the numbers. Who's got the real deets on that? Nobody has the facts. I've been telling you that for decades. Everybody used to mock me and say I didn't know enough about IT to figure this out. Everybody else knew the real numbers, except why doesn't Sam? But when you realize that Facebook has a fake numbers problem, that's according to the LA Times, by the way. Yeah, they say literally that, hey, you know what? Facebook's own estimates say that duplicate accounts represent 11% of their numbers. Fake versions make up another 5%. That's already 16%, folks, and others say the numbers are higher. If you don't believe me on Twitter, what about that? Facebook now admitting they have all kinds of fake accounts. Now Twitter lying. Elon Musk claiming they have more fake accounts as well. So you know what? Even the social network. Listen, Facebook claims 2.5 billion monthly actors, but they say almost 400 million of the accounts are bogus. Yeah, I claim all those 400 million fake listeners, okay? See, that's what they all do. And then I tell you, you can't know the numbers because they fudge them and they play games and you can't count on the algorithms. It's kind of like digital vote fraud. You can't know. And everybody else says, oh, Sam, come on. I wish you knew enough about IT because everybody else has the numbers. How come you don't? Well, I'm right. They're wrong. The proof is in the pudding. What more can I say? All right, Pete Sepp, president of National Taxpayers Union, NTU.org, joined us. And we talked about NTU's 12th annual no-brainers list. They talked about the top 10 bipartisan bills for taxpayers in 2022. We talked about Biden's bogus Build Back Better. And it breaks ground on a heated sidewalk for the homeless, $20 million. I mean, it's just disaster, folks. Everything we're doing in America is psychotic. All we need to do is return to God, family, and country. That's a recap of Thursday's show. Friday, we took a break. Saturday, it all starts now. Chris Carlson with me. Welcome to the broadcast, sir.
Thank you, sir. Without God, we cannot win. With God, we cannot lose. The battle for freedom is the Lord's, but we need to be engaged in the fight. Lieutenant Carlson reporting for duty, sir.
Hey, man, we've got so much to talk about, so little time. Let's kick right into it. Turns out that now a Senate investigation concludes that COVID likely originated from a Chinese lab, writes Tony Gray. And there's a big old story behind it, but let me give you some of the details and then we'll discuss it. The report said because of secrecy by the communist Chinese government, it may be impossible to prove conclusively. And my response to that is that may or may not be true. The sad part is we've been in bed with the communists on this reality check for quite some time. Now, they say the staff of the Senate Committee on Health, Education, Labor, and Pensions basically studied all the literature and all the information they could get their hands on for like 18 months. No, 15 months. And they say, look, it didn't happen the way the government told us it did. All right. And they go on and on and on with their research, but they give several reasons. They say, look, the problem is that, you know what, you usually see a kind of middle host. If it jumps from a bat to a human, there's usually a history where you can watch it kind of jump from host to host. There's no intermediate host. They also say, hey, they had a 35-page report on this thing. And they say they didn't find an intermediate host. That's a failure. They also didn't find any animal infections predating human COVID-19 cases. The Daily Wire reported on some of these details in this big report. Based on previous similar epidemics such as SARS, etc., they say you usually can watch the mutation happen. There's no known source of an intermediate host. Therefore, it didn't happen that way. While it's likely, they say, that SARS-CoV-2 originated from a bat virus, there's no way to understand, if it really happened the way they claimed, how it would travel well over 1,000 miles and spontaneously outbreak, as the virus normally mutates in ways that would allow it to jump into other species. There's usually failed attempts that you can see in which it tried to jump and failed, but then succeeded. They don't have any evidence of that either. So there you have it. Now, they also say, hey, you know what? If it really came from these bats, you would see multiple people get it directly from these animals and have a correlation. We don't see that either. The Chinese government initially claimed that it came from a market, but you know what? We don't see that anywhere. So it goes on and on. But they say, according to presentations made to the World Health Organization, none of the animals after the animal markets were closed or on the animal supply chain had the COVID. Additionally, the people who were infected by COVID after going to the market all had nearly identical strains of the virus, and usually if it jumps from animals to humans, there would be multiple strains in the transfer. There were little genetic diversity, and so they say that doesn't work. Anyway, there's reason to believe also that the Wuhan Institute played games and withheld data and was conducting research related to this. So there you have it, folks. And they have a history of viruses escaping the labs. They documented it four times previously. Therefore, that's what you have. They're basically saying, look, all evidence points to the fact that it did not was not spontaneous transmission or whatever, it came from a lab. Then they finish and claim, yeah, but you know what? It leaked from the lab by mistake. And there's where I would take issue with the report. I think they've admitted finally that it came from a lab. They're not admitting that it was intentionally released. Another topic. Chris, let's go to you. What do you say?
Well, I'm not a virologist, Sam, as you know, but I do have a theory. Basically based on what Joel Skousen says.
But let me stop you there. Academic. When you say let me stop you there, though, when you say you're not a virologist. Who cares?
Yeah.
Don't give anybody the impression that you have to be a virologist to have intelligence on this.
No, you're right. I mean, it doesn't pass the smell test. I mean, this was ideal because there's nothing in the Bible, there's nothing in the Constitution that directly states that the government cannot force vaccinate you or force mask you or force quarantine you, et cetera. So it was an ideal crisis situation that you knew that they had been thinking about using for years and years and years. The only problem is they didn't have the means whereby to create this modified virus, and I believe that it was created in the Wuhan lab, and we funded it. You know, we shouldn't have been in Wuhan in the first place, sending tax dollars over there. So, yeah, it doesn't pass the smell test.
Well, and that's why I say you don't need to be a virologist or some. That's the part I problem I have. I'll come back to this in seconds, but I want to talk about this a little bit more because this is the problem. We need Nuremberg trials on this, folks. Hang tight. Liberty Roundtable Live. Chris Carlson, Sam Bushman on your radio.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
The spirit of the American West is alive and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues of the American West. Each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today, and gift ideas, like this year's Buckaroo calendar. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West at rangemagazine.com.
This is a battle between truth and deceit, a battle between forces that would enslave this country in darkness and between a media that wants to present you with the truth.
We are being censored. America's news outlets no longer provide the truth. 90% of news outlets in the United States are controlled by 6 corporations. The mission of the Epoch Times is to chase the truth, to ground all statements in fact.
TheEpochTimes.com.
I want to dedicate this song to Mr. Rupert Murdoch.
All right, back on your radio, ladies and gentlemen. So I don't want, whenever we talk about these things, like, well, I'm not a physician, so I can't make a comment on something, or I can't have a view on something. Look, ladies and gentlemen, let me be very clear to you. I, from the start of the pandemic, along with many of my co-hosts, have told you this COVID-19 is bogus, that they're lying about its virility. Is that what the word is? How fast it can spread? They're lying how bad it is. They're lying about ways to get healthy and well and protect yourself from it. They're lying. They're lying. They're lying on every front of the sun. I'm not a physician. I'm not an attorney. I can just run around and say I'm just completely uneducated, so I can't make any comment on anything. See, but the facts are, how can I turn out right over and over and over and over and over? How can all my co-hosts turn out right over and over and over and over? They said, oh, you get the vaccine, it can't spread. I said, they're lying. They said, you get the vaccine, you'll be safe. And no, I said, they're lying. It won't stop it. They said, the vaccines are safe. I know we've done some tests. They're safe. And I said, no, you're lying. And now they admit everything I said was true. and everything they said was a lie. So I'm not a virologist. I'm not a physician. I'm not an attorney. I'm not a scientist. I'm not a. So does that mean everything I say is bogus? No, quite the contrary. Everybody who has all these quote credentials was wrong, Chris.
Yeah. So that's the thing. So you and I, Sam, have 55 years of resisting communicable diseases. And we know you get a cold or you get the flu or you get some other communicable disease. Your body, if it's strong enough and has the proper nutrition, will fight those diseases and you overcome it. And theoretically, for the rest of your life, you will not have to deal with that particular strain of virus again. And that from time immemorial, we have been fighting viruses in that way. And sometimes there are weak people in society who, unfortunately, it's their time to go because of, you know, lack of exercise, lack of good nutrition, lifestyle choices, whatever. They succumb mortally to those infectious agents. But it was their time to go. We don't have to shut down everybody else and shut down the economy and, you know, destroy our culture as a result of this. That's the argument that I had. And you don't need to be a virologist to make that determination. I made that determination from the very beginning, and I wrote a paper, and I distributed it to everybody in my church congregation here in Springville, and I got some pushback, but I did get a lot of favorable comments about it. So for me, it was worth it. And people intuitively should know, if they have the light of Christ in their heart and in their minds, they should intuitively know that the government, our government, all the governments in the world, practically in the Western world, took advantage of this quote-unquote crisis to destroy the economy. And now we're suffering the consequences thereof. So that aspect of it, you don't need to be a virologist to determine that something nefarious is being perpetrated against a once prosperous society. So whatever that's worth.
Well, and there you have it. And so, look, you know what? Fauci is the top, quote, virologist or whatever else. And he lied and told us, even though he knew it came from a lab, and even though he had evidence that it came from a lab, he shut down those stories, mocked everybody, criticized everybody as conspiracy theorists, and said he was the, you know, science man and anybody else wasn't in step with science and all this stuff. And it turned out he knew all along. And now the, you know, Senate report even shows what we've said all along. It leaked from a lab, folks. And you know what? I say that it was intentionally leaked from a lab as well. You think the communists are just our friends and they like leaked it by mistake? Well, if they really leaked it by mistake and they're really our friends, why don't they believe in transparency and accountability then and level with us so we can prove once and for all the facts on that? The fact that they won't cooperate, the fact that they're still hiding information tells me they're not our friends, folks, right? Okay, it says that the communist Chinese, here's what the thing says. Ready? Because of the Chinese secrecy, it may be impossible to prove conclusively. Well, that's only because our most favored nation trading partner won't be honest, won't tell the truth, won't be transparent, won't investigate. Why the cover-up if it's on the up and up? Chris?
Yeah, and I think another aspect of this pandemic, whatever you want to call it, is to enrage us against the communist Chinese. But look at the culprits here. The culprits are not so much the Chinese. We know that the Chinese Communist Party is evil, Sam. We've known that from 1948, when our own government facilitated that by suppressing the resources of Chiang Kai-shek in China after World War II. We helped set them up. So we know they're evil. Why are we working with them in giving money over to them and opening trade with them, you know, all these years? So the real culprit, in my estimation, of the situation is the American government. We should close off trade to anybody that does not honor the God-given inalienable rights of the citizens. We should have done that. That should have been a policy from the very beginning. So I don't blame the fox for eating the hens. I blame the person who left the hen house open all night so that the fox could get in. So that's the problem that I have. But I think this is an insidious plan to just try to increase the anger on the part of the American people against the Chinese government, and maybe even to one degree or another to the Chinese people, which I refuse to do, and to, you know, further exacerbate foreign relations with them so that in preparation eventually for World War III. And I think Joel Skousen would probably agree with me on that as well.
There you have it. I just find it very strange. And what I don't like is this. Hey, if it isn't true, then why did Fauci cover this up for literally a year and a half? Then it broke. Then we find out literally over 2 years later after, you know, it breaks, we say, oh, the Senate says that it was probably a lab. Why did the Senate release that if it took them, you know, 15 months or whatever else? Why didn't they tell us this a year ago? Why did it take 15 months to double down on this? Why did Fauci lie and pretend that it was not a lab leak and criticize everybody who, okay, why the cover-up, then finally the exposure, then finally the admission? And then why the Communist Chinese not being willing to be transparent and partner with us on this? If they're our most favored nation trading partner, if all is well between the two countries, wouldn't they want to get to the bottom of this just as much as everybody else? Well, the answer is when it was intentionally leaked from a lab by the global elite to go ahead and change the affairs of America in an effort to take down America, to reorder the world in George Bush's New World Order. Okay, now you know it's obvious why, right? Okay, so all I'm telling you is we told you this from the start. They lied. They're supposedly the experts. Now what does old Fauci say? Does, and this is the thing, they're not going to put Fauci on the hot seat to answer questions, but my response to Dr. Fauci is this. You mocked Rand Paul. You mocked Rand Paul saying he didn't have a clue, even though he's a physician also. You then argued with Rand Paul. Okay? But now the Senate investigation concludes that, hey, COVID-19 likely originated from a Chinese lab, and the Chinese are covering it up. Are you in bed with the Chinese since you've been covering it up too, Fauci? Or why are you guys both separately, not involved together, covering it up? See, that's the problem, is no one's going to ask Fauci these questions, but that's what should have been asked in the first month of this. Not literally 2.5 years later, ladies and gentlemen. This is absolutely criminal, and we need Nuremberg trials, folks. I'm telling you right now, we need to go after these people like you would not believe. All right, anyway, enough of that.
Well, Sam, I would like to make a final comment. Let's go one step up the authority ladder. Tony Fauci was an underling of Donald Trump. You have to remember, Trump is not only the chief executive officer of the country, but the chief communications officer of the country. He could have fired Fauci. He had over a year to do so, and he never did. And I don't care if you make all sorts of excuses like, well, he would have never left, or he would have done this and that and the other thing. I honestly don't think Donald Trump was in charge, to be honest, you know, to give credence to that theory.
Well, either he wasn't in charge or he's in on it. You know, either way is not a good look. I'll tell you that right now. And the fast-track vaccines or whatever you want to call them, Operation Warp Speed, was all under Donald. The lockdowns were all under Donald. He's supposedly, you know, the not beltway, not deep state president, but yet more lockdowns happened under Donald Trump than any president in my lifetime, right? Now you can say, well, wait a minute, Donald was hands-off. It was the state governors, the state leaders that caused it. I don't know about that either.
Well, but as the chief communications officer of the nation, he should have articulated those principles to the people directly. He has that luxury. Nobody else in this world, think about it, who else in this world can convene a press conference and have literally tens of millions of people listening, not only here in America, but around the world? He could have used that bully pulpit to our advantage, but he chose not to. And he doesn't have to be a virologist, like you pointed out. He has to be a constitutionalist, which he was not. So that's all I have to say about that at this point.
Now there's more and more evidence of all kinds of problems with the vaccines. The government tried to literally bury this. Thank heavens a good judge said, no, you got to start releasing information. We're getting all kinds of information now, but there's neurological side effects for these vaccines. It's out of control, folks. But there you have it. All I'm telling you is we told the truth on this from the beginning. And what happened? I got kicked off Twitter for telling the truth. Let's talk about Twitter. We'll do it in seconds. Elon Musk and crew in seconds on your radio.
Pursuing liberty, using the Constitution as our guide. You're listening to Liberty News Radio. USA Radio News.
Families of the Uvalde, Texas school shooting victims have criticized the head of the Texas Department of Public Safety, Colonel Stephen McCraw, at a Public Safety Commission meeting in Austin. The hearing marked the first public update since mid-June. Texas State Senator Ronald Gutierrez spoke at the meeting.
DPS failed on May 24th. It failed to take control of a dangerous situation. It failed to neutralize an ongoing threat. It failed in the aftermath of the shooting by not following normal triage protocols with the injured. It failed in the days following the massacre by giving false information that was easily, provably false.
President Joe Biden will cast his midterm election ballot this weekend in his home state of Delaware, where in-person early voting began. The White House stated that Biden will vote alongside his granddaughter, who's 18, and a first-time voter. Paul Pelosi, husband of House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, was violently assaulted by a man who broke into his San Francisco home early Friday. The attack was intentional and not random, according to San Francisco Police Chief William Scott. The 42-year-old suspect attacked Paul Pelosi with a hammer when officers responded to a priority well-being check. Mr. Pelosi, who's 82, was struck and underwent successful surgery to repair a skull fracture and serious injuries to his right arm and hand, and his doctors expect a full recovery. A 4.1 magnitude earthquake shook a small agricultural county in South Korea's central region. There were no immediate reports of damage. This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for a book? Fiction, nonfiction, or a children's book? We can help you put it together and bring it to market at Dorrance Publishing. We have thousands of testimonials from people just like you that we've helped get their books sold in stores and online. We've even got a service called The Writer's Coach. It's perfect for people that have a book idea in their head and they just need someone to help them put it on paper. Dorrance Book Publishing has been helping people just like you who have a book idea, written or not, for over 100 years. Imagine being counted among the most famous authors in the world with your very own book. Call right now and let us help you turn a book idea into reality. It's easier than you think. You just need a little help. Call us now.
800-879-4098. 800-879-4098. 800-879-4098. That's 800-879-4098.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, is Elon Musk Twitter's top boss? That's what you got to ask, huh? I'm going to just say that. Is Elon Musk Twitter's top boss is the question. I find that a very interesting question. I don't know if you know, but he updated his Twitter bio to, quote, Chief Twit is the deal. And then the next headline says Elon Musk fires every Twitter exec involved in banning Trump, I guess, and in hiding the Biden laptop stories as well. Leftists lose their mind. It's like the gates of hell opened up, says Bob Unruh at WND.com. Leftists and other progressives have lost their cool on the completion of the takeover of Twitter. It's like the gates of hell opened, say many folks on social media. Fox News reported that Musk, the noted billionaire SpaceX, and Tesla literally fired all these people. But you know what, folks? Musk then accused these leaders of misleading him and others over the number of fake accounts on the platform. The focal point over the fight regarding Twitter has been the country's insistence on censoring messages and claiming they have a whole lot of users they don't really have. So there you have it. Where do we go from here? Trump seemed happy about it. Everybody feels like this is awesome. Well, I got kicked off Twitter, so they're going to restore my account. There's a lot of questions, Chris.
Yeah, well, there's some history in that family, and I don't have all the details in front of me, but I do know that his grandfather was kicked out of Canada for trying to implement technocracy back in the 1930s and 40s. Now, I don't have all the details. Now, and I'm not saying that somebody's guilty based on what their grandfather did, but it's hard for somebody, I would think, Sam, who's receiving so much money from governments around the world, most particularly our government, to be objective about politics. Because, if you were working for the government, you'd step lightly, make sure you don't step on some toes that you could benefit from. As far as what he's going to do, as far as implementing freedom of speech on the platform that he's now the proud owner of, that has yet to be seen. He has indicated that there will be some regulation involved to Twitter. What that is, I guess we just have to wait and see. About the fake accounts, yeah, that's true. Hopefully he will be able to get rid of those so that it is an objective indication of, you know, who really wants to be there and, you know, what their opinions honestly really are. So I don't have any more than that to say, Sam. I hope it becomes a bastion of free speech.
All right. Well, is Elon Musk Twitter's top boss? And this really kind of goes back to the question about the CIA, Operation Mockingbird, the FBI, the Justice Department, and how Mark Zuckerberg literally said, hey, they leaned on me. I had to, you know, stop certain information. I had to promote other information. And then that's the guy that put $400 million into the elections. And then they say there's no election fraud. Don't worry about it. Elon Musk gets a ton of money from every government project he's involved in, from Tesla to SpaceX to everything else. Everything Elon Musk has built his wealth on has taxpayer-funded partnerships in it from end to end, folks. So if you believe that Elon Musk is going to be your anti-government savior, I've got news for you. It's absolutely, completely bogus. Now, if you think that there will be, a better look at Twitter because of Elon Musk compared to these other clowns, I believe temporarily the answer is yes. They're not going to have, you know, Elon Musk, who's kind of touted as an outsider, just like Donald Trump has been touted as an outsider. They're both insiders. They're both very rich. All their lives, they've hung around all these rich inside government cats, and they've got rich as a result of it, okay? Whether it be Donald Trump in New York, in bed with the unions and in bed with the whatevers to, you know, and that kind of thing, to Elon Musk, same scenario. Every project he's touched has government money all over it, right? And they're both just rich as all get out, just like your congressmen and senators are, right? So let's be very clear. Will he let up on the gas to make you feel like, oh, yeah, man, there's freedom under Musk now? Of course he will. You know what? They play us like a fiddle, ladies and gentlemen. Of course he temporarily will. Now, they say he fired every Twitter exec that was involved there. That's fine. I encourage all of you to track where all these executives land. Do all these big executives then end up on the streets in San Francisco homeless? Or where do they go? You got to trace the money, my fellow Americans. Where do these people go? Where do they land when they get fired? Now, he also said that he was going to really get rid of like 25% of the employees, a couple of thousand layoffs. He hasn't done that yet, has he? Now, they say he walked into Twitter headquarters and the liberals just melted down. See, that's all theater, folks. None of that's really true, okay? Understand, ladies and gentlemen, who Elon Musk is. Not only did every government program he was involved in make him incredibly rich at taxpayers' expense, but Elon Musk was one of the guys. He was the early stage proponents and adopters of and is currently heavily invested in CRISPR. 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 Do you know what that is, Chris?
You just cut out and you just came back, Sam. Repeat the question, please.
All right. Am I cutting out on the air, Cameron? All right. It's your connection, Chris, is the problem. But here's the question. Do you know what CRISPR is? CRISPR.
It's a way to splice genes into somebody's genome.
Yeah, that's right. CRISPR. It's short for clustered, regularly interspaced, short palindromic repeats. It's a technology, folks, that research scientists use to selectively modify the DNA of living organisms. Okay, CRISPR was adapted for use in the laboratory from, quote, naturally occurring genome editing systems found in bacteria. So the point is they learned, folks, how to do this. But this goes straight back to the eugenics movement, folks. Elon Musk is one of the folks that really has funded it in and really believes in this stuff. Okay?
Oh, yeah.
He's a socialist. He's a socialist. With every single thing he's put together, it's had government money. He's like a fascist. All the money he puts together, it's like private ownership, but government control or government, you know, funding and this and that. And he doesn't do free market stuff, ladies and gentlemen. He's not a free market advocate. And now you find out he's involved in this gene splicing, gene editing stuff. How far away from Bill Gates is this guy really? Right? That's what you got to think through, folks.
Everybody can change. I mean, at one point, Ronald Reagan.
No. I don't believe it for 2 seconds. Okay?
I know.
Remember, he put together the Tesla, ladies and gentlemen, government-driven cars. Who's going to, you know, when you think it's a self-driving car, who drives your car? Let me ask you that. When it's a self-driving car, who drives the car?
Government, basically. Whoever's regulating that, or... A computer, yeah, well...
Yeah, and do you think that the government has a backdoor to the operating system for the Tesla vehicles, or do you think the government's just locked out of Tesla's technology there?
Oh, no, Sam, the government wouldn't do that to the citizens. They love it.
I'm so glad. I'm so safe now. See, folks, understand this, okay? This idea that Elon Musk is your friend is not true. Now, here's the question. If he hears this radio show, will he put my account back on Twitter? What do you say, Chris? Am I going back up on Twitter tomorrow?
No, not tomorrow. The next day, though.
Yeah, good. Not on Sunday is the problem, so therefore you can't, you know, he wants to obey the Sabbath. You see what I'm talking about?
He's a good Chris.
Okay,
good,
folks, this is what I mean, and I'm not trying to trash him. Maybe he does believe in more free speech than the other tyrants out there, and I hope that's true, and I hope he puts my account back up, and I hope there's more liberty on Twitter. But I think if every one of these big social media sites, listen carefully to me, every one of these social media sites now are being taken over by guys who are wealthy as all get out. They were really loved and coddled and adored and promoted by your mainstream and your government. And then somehow recently there's this mass falling out to where they're not an insider anymore. They're the consummate outsider. They're anti-government. They're ready to take on the deep state or the status quo or whatever. So you look at it to a T. Elon Musk, Donald Trump, Kanye West. You think all these really rich cats, every one of them has changed and now they're freedom fighters? They're going to go ahead and take care of liberty and the traditions of our founding fathers? Are you kidding me right now? How dumb are we? From SpaceX to Teslas to, you know, this guy wants to literally have this internet up there. What's that internet thing called that he's got going on, Cameron?
Skylink.
Yeah, Skylink. Or Starlink. Yeah. Starlink.
Starlink.
Okay.
Starlink.
So Starlink and then your Tesla car and then your Tesla home technologies. Yeah. And all this. And this guy's into gene splicing with his buddies behind the scenes. But don't worry. He's changed. He bought Twitter. He's a freedom fighter to the up degree. Yeah. Him and old Donald and Kanye. Right. I'm just saying, folks. You just write down who's right when the rubber meets the road. Okay. I'm Sam Bushman. This is Liberty Roundtable Live.
Have you ever had great honey? No, I mean really good, all-natural, raw honey? Well, now you can, thanks to localhoneyman.com. We can ship out our locally made honey all across the U.S. So don't worry, you won't miss out. Plus, Local Honeyman has so many different flavors, like Utah Wildflower, High Desert Delight, Happy Valley, and Blackberry, just to name a few. So purchase your delicious raw honey today at localhoneyman.com.
Do you treasure your liberty? Well, at LovingLiberty.net, we most certainly do. And we want to help protect your liberty, too. Become part of the family. Everyone knows that the core of any society is the family. Therefore, the government should foster and protect the integrity of its family, we the people. Won't you join us as a Loving Liberty sponsor to help us promote the principles in the 5,000-year leap? Let's restore the miracle that changed the world at lovingliberty.net.
Why does the left lie constantly? Because they get spiritual power from lying. The lies come from Satan, the father of lies. John 8:44. Here's how the political lying process works. Satan provides the beast with a lie. Then the more they use the lie, the more spiritual power they get. Look, the media is a lie multiplier, and this multiplication gives more evil, spiritual power to the beast, and that can overwhelm and even deceive the body of Christ, especially when the body is being disobedient to the head. The churches today are incorporated, so they're subordinate to human government. They obey the beast and do nothing to restore our national relationship with God. And the government shall be on his shoulders, Isaiah 9:6. That verse is not for the present-day church. Rather, it is for the end-time church, the body of the line of Judah. A message from Christ Kingdom Ministries.
Your government, ladies and gentlemen, my government, via Operation Mockingbird, in bed with your mainstream media, now, because the new media is taking center stage, literally uses these clowns, these rich people, to turn against government, pretend they're the opposition. The Hegelian dialectic being played against the American people like a fiddle. Folks, I'm telling you right now. Yeah, we fired every big old exec over there at Twitter. You find out where those folks land and tell me if it's a soft or a hard landing for those poor guys in the homeless food lines now, right? And then you look at Elon Musk, and you look at Donald Trump, and you look at Kanye West, and you look at all these people, and you find out every one of them is involved in CRISPR, CRISPR technology, if you will, gene splicing, gene editing, the eugenics movement, et cetera, et cetera. It's amazing. Now, a growing number of, quote, deep state Republicans say that Trump won't be the GOP nominee. I want to know your take on this, Chris, because here's what's fascinating. They act like they hate Trump, okay? That's the common line. All the real mainstream Republicans, Republicans that are center, Republicans that are whatever, deep state, whatever word you want to use for these people, they're all against the Donald. They have been from the beginning, ever since he came down the escalator. That's the narrative they want you to believe. But I got a question. The reason that I'm not a household name is because the media just ignores me every chance they get, because they know full well that I'll blow up their whole ecosystem, their whole atmosphere. I'll just destroy it all with a few words on racism and on all kind of topics, right? Well, how come then, if they hate Donald Trump so much, do they give him press in every single newscast under the sun? There's almost a newscast that doesn't go by that I don't hear Trump's name somehow in it. So even though they hate him, they keep him in the news literally constantly. And you know what? Any press is good press. Same thing with Elon Musk. Same thing with Kanye West. If everybody's blackballing Kanye and kicking him off and shutting him down and ending contracts with it, why even mention him?
Yeah, no, you're
because
right.
They love it, Chris.
Oh, yeah. And that is the mystery that I pose to people who are supporters of Trump and believe that he's not part of the deep state. I've mentioned on this show several times, I asked the question, why did the media admit to giving Donald Trump $4.5 billion worth of free coverage during his campaign? If Ron Paul had gotten that, and of course their answer is, well, it was negative, and that they couldn't resist the opportunity, you know, to get good ratings. Well, it resulted in him becoming the president. And the media has nobody but themselves to blame for Donald Trump becoming president. So there's an interesting relationship between him and the media. And you're right. He was not an outsider. He was a deep stater. And he didn't do anything existential to change the course that this country is now on. We're careening towards that fiscal cliff, and eventually we're going to get there. We would have gotten there under Trump had he gotten an additional 4 years of his presidency. And it doesn't matter. So, yeah, the answer to the question is he is a deep stater. His rhetoric was conservative. But if they had given you or me or Ron Paul that much coverage, in the media, we could become president, because people would actually realize that the message we have is sincere and based on sound constitutional principles rather than just in rhetoric that sounds good on the surface, like Donald Trump and Elon Musk. And I would even include Kanye West in that. I've been doing a little bit of research on him, and it appears that he's a multi-billionaire or just a billionaire once over?
It's hard to say. I think he's a billionaire once over, and they are right now are making the claim that he's now worth less than $1 billion. So he kind of fell below the billionaire's mark, they claim. Now, this is kind of what I mean. Every news is bad news. Every news is whatever. But you know what? How much free media coverage is he getting on the back of it? So I don't know if you know, but CNN Money, the Huffington Post, everybody reporting this. Donald Trump has earned $2 billion. In free media coverage, CNN Money. And I'm just saying to you, why if they hate him so much? Why if Kanye West is just a piece of trash, whatever they want to say, how come they both just stay in the media over and over and over? Kim goes against Kanye. Yee is his new name. And man, Nike and whoever, they're all dropping him like a rock. And the poor guy fell out of the $1 billion bracket. He's only almost a $1 billion guy now. Close, but no cigar for old Kanye. The black racist. They love these topics, and they love the polar Hegelian dialectic. What if they gave me $2 billion worth of free coverage? I'm telling you right now, if I had $2 billion of free coverage, you think Donald's changed the game with his $2 billion of free coverage? You see what happens if I get $2 billion of free coverage. I'm telling you right now, people's minds would be blown. The Federal Reserve would be on shaky ground. The Education Department would be close to being shut down. The military-industrial complex would absolutely be gutted. Why? Because I would tell the truth on all these things. I would be relentless. These people have done nothing but, Kanye, he's great. Now we're all thinking he's a bigot and a racist and a hater. That's all that battle's about, right? Oh, my gosh, he split the sheets with Kim. Poor old Kim and the kids. Kanye's psychotic. He's crazy. And he's a crazy racist bigot against the Jews. And now you got the blacks and the Jews fighting. And what good does that do for coverage? See, it's all theater, folks. Donald rolls down the escalator. The poor guy's been attacked for like 6 years now. Oh, yeah, he got $2 billion of free media coverage. He hasn't spent a penny on it, folks. And then I want Donald to give me a couple of bucks to run my little old radio station. And Donald's like, hey, how do I even get a hold of him? How can I even know what he's like? I don't know. I have no idea. But yet Donald can call anybody he wants to any time, right? Anybody can call Donald except for me. Okay, that's what they want you to believe. He's one of us. It isn't true, folks. Now you say, Sam, how come you haven't been this blunt against Donald before? Look, when Donald's running for office, I give him some credit because he's done some good things. When he's running for office and makes promises, I try to hold him to some of those promises. And some of them he has delivered on more than others. But he's got to do that or else he'd be completely ridiculed next go round. He's got to do enough to keep himself relevant to the conservatives, but not enough to really change the narrative, to really change the game. So he got a lot done as president, but not enough to change the direction of the country at all.
Right? No.
All of his environmental policies, all of the different policies that he put in place, except for one, and that's the pro-life movement. We've gained some ground there, but not enough ground because now the states are just outlawing, pro-life agendas and attacking pro-life Christians, and the FBI is being sicked on everybody. And, you know, it's an epic battle. But really, why not just ignore Donald, Kanye, and Elon? Why not just be like, oh, so he bought Twitter. Who cares? Why is it top news all the time? And when we're going to go into the bottom of the hour or the top of the hour break. In about 7 minutes. When we do, I want you to listen to the news and see what you hear. It'll be West, Twitter, or Donald in every newscast for the foreseeable future, folks. Why? Okay, if they say he's not going to be the next nominee for president, why would we give him any coverage at all? Really? Chris, why?
Yeah, so, it's very simple. Because they know that we are an idolatrous generation, and we glam onto celebrities. We love those celebrities because, you know, our pathetic lives will never be meaningful, you know, to the degree that a Donald Trump or a Kanye West will be. So what we do is we attach ourselves to them on their bandwagons to give us a sense of meaning, a sense of belonging to something that's bigger than our lives. And once we become attached, every attack on that idol god, in the case of a celebrity, an attack on us and we get offended. You know, every success that they enjoy is a success that we can chalk up, you know, to our benefit. So it's idolatry. We've been warned about it. The first two commandments in the Bible warn us about it. But we refuse to heed God's counsel in this. And we live our lives by extension through celebrities. And I used to do that, Sam. I used to be guilty. I used to be in that boat, but no longer. So, you know, every time they criticize Donald Trump or, you know, he has some sort of financial setback or whatever, I don't get offended because I'm not attached to any human being. I'm attached to God, his kingdom, the growth of his kingdom. So my life is much simpler, much easier to live as a result of that. And I would encourage everybody else to get off of this idol worship bandwagon.
Now, they even say this. Donald Trump got far more free media covers than even Clinton. So after canceling a rally Friday night, they say, and this is a while ago news, but hey, Trump dominated cable news by calling into all these different shows. They gave him literally a total of 48 minutes of time. What if I tried to call in? Are they going to put me on?
No, because they're afraid that you're going to say something meaningful like you just did, Federal Reserve, exposing the fact that money drives politics. It's not ideas. It's not political philosophies.
And it's not solutions either.
It's not solutions. And yeah.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, check this out. The real reason media covers Donald Trump so much, says Fox, because his Trump campaign is fascinating. And people are interested in it. See, I don't agree with that. How is it so fascinating, Chris?
It's not. It's in my estimation, it doesn't move the needle. So you know why even worry about it? It doesn't. I'm not even on social media. I don't have time for that crap. I'm too busy working and spending time with my family in a real, genuine, organic way. I don't live my life through electronic media because, to me, that is a weak substitute to just talking to somebody face-to-face or, you know, even on a phone conversation. I never understood the appeal of social media, and I never understood how people can find enough time to carve out of their lives to spend on, you know, sending messages back and forth to people they may even not even know, or they may even be bought for that matter. How would you feel if you spent a significant portion of your life communicating with what you thought was a human being, then to discover that it was a bot programmed by some bureaucrat in Washington, D.C.? See, that's why I don't do social media. To me, it's just fake. It's not genuine. It's not real.
Well, there you go. And I bring this up because then the other reason they say people cover Donald is because you either love him or you hate him, and both sides like to hear about the news. See, I don't think so. The only reason you love and hate Trump so much is because of the way they polarize and play the fiddle, play the Hegelian dialectic fiddle against the American people. They make the lovers love him more. The haters hate him more. They create this divide on purpose, and then they keep Trump in the news. Trump wouldn't have a prayer on this planet to be the next president if they didn't give him all the media coverage they give him. He wouldn't.
Yep.
Okay, but every time he turns around, he gets media coverage. I'll give you one example. You know what? Elon Musk buys Twitter. Everybody wants to know, what does Donald Trump think of that? Oh, Donald says, I'm happy for him. I hope it goes well. But Donald doesn't say. Let's leave a little cliffhanger out there. Donald doesn't say if he's going to go back on Twitter, even if Musk invites him back. Donald is on Truth Social. And Truth Social, Donald says, is doing better than every other media service out there right now. So now they're promoting Donald's new creation, Truth Social. They used to mock his creation and say it will never get off the ground. How dare him? Now they say, Donald says his media group is doing better than anybody else's. This is the media group that didn't exist forever. And then all of a sudden now, it's the Cat's Meow Media Group. We don't even need Elon and Twitter anymore. See? Poor Elon. I hope he does okay with Twitter, says Donald. Twitter needs me to survive. Without me, Twitter wouldn't even survive, says the Trumpster. And we go on like this. But now what we're doing is we're turning not only Donald Trump into what? The next president? We're also turning him into owning Truth Social. What happens if the president owns Truth Social? Then what? Then they'll say, my golly, you can't own Truth Social and be president at the same time. That's a conflict of interest. And he'll be in the news again. Folks, they will never let this end because it's too good for ratings, too good for money, and keeps their insiders as pretend outsiders. Controlling the news as gatekeepers, folks. Write it down and remember who told you this first. I am Sam Bushman. God save the Republic, hour two coming up.